USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump largely standing by comments in an ABC News interview about possibly accepting dirt on a political opponent from a foreign source, though in a subsequent interview he says he would report anything fishy to the proper authorities.
They say, oh, he would accept it. Well, if I don't listen, you're not going to know. Now, if I thought anything was incorrect or badly stated, I'd report it to the Attorney General, the FBI. I'd report it to law enforcement. Absolutely.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill to ban any sanctuary cities in the state of Florida. The new law also forces local law enforcement to work with ICE. Organizations opposed to the measure say it will create a larger rift between law enforcement and those here illegally because of fear. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A former NFL player faces life in prison. This week, Kellen Winslow Jr. was convicted on several charges, including rape, by a San Diego County jury. The jury was deadlocked on several other charges, but prosecutors have announced they want Winslow Jr. back before a judge on those remaining eight charges. President Trump says he's trying to fulfill another of his campaign promises, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
During a White House event on Friday, the president claimed millions of Americans will benefit from high-quality and affordable health care.
Many of these options are already reducing the cost of health insurance premiums by up to 60%.
The president also says that the Republican plans will cover pre-existing conditions.
Online, many people are marking President Trump's 73rd birthday by making it John McCain Day. The hashtag John McCain Day has been trending all Friday on Twitter because Trump has been such a harsh critic of the late former Arizona senator. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York's state legislature voting to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations, a measure that was passed by both the Assembly and Senate and was quickly signed into law by the Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. The move comes as New York continues to grapple with, well, one of the biggest measles outbreaks in decades. Most of the confirmed cases have been found in Orthodox Jewish communities in New York's Rockland County and Brooklyn. Opponents of the measure protested in Albany ahead of the vote. They're vowing to challenge the new law in court. President Trump will be hosting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House next week. He arrives as the president has been trying to get Congress to give final approval to the new trade deal he negotiated with Canada and Mexico, known as the USMC for United States, Mexico, and Canada. The accord would replace NAFTA, which President Trump has often called horrible. A White House statement says the president and Trudeau will also discuss the upcoming G20 summit in Japan later this month. And a new report says most of the meat products consumed by humans won't come from animals by the year 2040. A consulting firm says 60% of meat will be grown in vats or made from plant-based products. They say the global demand for meat products will prompt a transformation to a more sustainable system than the slaughtering of actual animals. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.